This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
It is good for us to be here. We join our voices with that of Peter as a reminder that for each of us who come to the Eucharist, we are blessed to be in the presence of the transfigured Lord. We see him under the symbols, under the signs of bread and wine, but we know that it truly is his body and his blood. It is good for us to be here. But what about all the other people? When we look around our church that seats 600, even when we have a full house at a Sunday Mass, we still have quite a number of spaces that are not filled. And so we have to ask ourselves, well, why is that? And I think part of the reason, of course, we can look at last week and we can think about the scandal and how that separated many people from the church, so overwhelmed by the scandal that they just lost their faith in the church, not necessarily in Christ Jesus, but maybe in this instrument that we call the church. Others were unfortunately never raised strongly in the faith. Well, maybe they were baptized, but maybe their families didn't really practice the faith. Doesn't mean in either case that people aren't searching for the Lord. And so it's an invitation I extend to you. You'll read in the bulletin a little ad that says, Welcome Home Sunday for October the 1st. And I'd like to mobilize all of us in the parish to make that Sunday an important day for all of us in welcoming back our sisters and brothers. Now, there's two ways that you can participate in that and to be part of the transformation of the lives of other people. One of them, probably the most important, is to pray. Pray for those people, maybe in your own families, who have fallen away from the faith or have been so scandalized that they just find it difficult to worship with us. Invite them. Maybe it's a neighbor that says to you, yes, I'm Catholic, but I haven't been to church in many years. I'm not sure that I would be welcome. Or when I was last there, I didn't feel as if I was welcome. People tend to hold on to hurts from many years ago, and it's as if they just happened yesterday. It could be your kind word and invitation to come to Mass with you on that Sunday that would make the difference in their lives. I know that many times you have invited people and that they have said, no, that's not for me. Keep inviting them. And the second way that you, as a community of faith, can be a part of Welcome Home Sunday is to pray for people who have been separated from the church. Pray for their return. So we ask people and we pray for them. It is good for us to be here. And we have the good news of Jesus Christ, which supersedes any of the sins of members of the church. It's your example, your faithfulness, that speaks to others, even when you have invited them and they say, no, not for me. Keep up the invitation in charity. Ask them to come, to be a part of the worshiping community here with you. There'll be other ways that we're going to advertise this, but it's that word of invitation from you the people of God that will make a difference in people's lives. Another way in which you can contribute to that Sunday is we'll have lists of volunteers for different things, for greeters and for people to make baked goods and for people to give tours of the church and to introduce people and to help them with name tags on lanyards so people know who to greet. And so you can be a part of that too, and we'll have that more details as the weeks come on. But all of this is just because we know that the transformation that we've experienced as Christians and as Catholics is something we want to share with other people. It's that important. When we look at the world, we know so often that the world is empty in its attraction, and people find it difficult to connect. I just read recently where baby boomers have become so isolated that now many of them are depressed and they feel that they are totally alone. Why is that? I think part of it is because they don't feel connected to the communities around them. We belong to the greatest community here on earth, the body of Christ. And so it is something that we want to share with other people. So pray that October the 1st at the 10 a.m. Mass, that it will be filled with God's holy people. And that when people come to our church, that they feel welcome, that this again becomes their church, their place to worship Almighty God. And maybe with God's grace and our welcome, they will find in their hearts to return. It is good for us to be here. Let us share that good news with others.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit AssumptionSYR.org.